This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, it's perfect time during the Halloween season for scary stories. I have a real-life scary story that happened. There's video to prove this, and I would not want this to happen to me. And it's got like over a million views now. I don't know if you've seen it or not. You might want to pull it up if you can on your cell phone. But it's SeaWorld San Antonio. There's this huge orca whale performing for the audience.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I've seen the video.
So the orca is swimming, and all of a sudden you see whale poo in the big old tank. And then you see the orca come back. It's going to be splashing that whale poo onto the audience.
You know, I think the most shocking thing is that I've never seen this before.
Right. Yeah.
As long as SeaWorld has been around.
Right.
And it never registered until I saw that video that I've never seen an orca.
Poo-poo?
Who keeps
Well, they got to. Everybody does.
Yeah, but they never do it on stage.
Uh-uh.
I mean, they didn't go to the bathroom.
Could you imagine, though, other people performing? It's like, okay, it's my time. I'm just going to do it right here on stage. You're on Broadway.
Well, you know, I have read articles where artists up performing concerts have actually, when they've had, they've actually done that in their pants on stage.
Oh my God.
Even if they're not sick, I've got details about, I think like Jonas Brothers talked about that.
I think so. I think it might have been.
Yeah. Edwin's told us about it too.
Oh yeah. I mean, you gotta go right now.
But what are you talking about?
Go to the bathroom.
What,
in the
I'm not stupid. One or two.
What this whale did.
Well, I'm sure.
That's gross.
I'm sure both.
I mean, who hadn't?
Yeah. I had
pants. We've all been sick, right?
So the whale is sitting there, and you can see the brown. I'll just say that. Then all of a sudden, it's coming back up to splash, and the people's like, no! And you can see the water like coming towards them, too. Yeah,
they chose that front seat. That's what happens when you sit that close.
I guess you do.
And, but, you know, most of the time, though. God.
But some of the comments, though, online, you got the people that don't support SeaWorld. And let's say that's what they get for supporting SeaWorld.
Yeah, you know what?
Whale poo-poo.
We grew up, SeaWorld was considered to be a great place, and they took care of the animals. And no one ever told us, oh, it's a circus and it's bad. That's like a recent thing where people have decided that SeaWorld is evil.
Yeah.
I thought that had been going on for a while, but people just didn't know. Because some of the videos they've shown were kind of older.
Well, we're the people that didn't know.
Okay.
No, really. I mean, we did. We were told the opposite. SeaWorld was considered to be like the gold standard for taking care of these animals. And every one of them had come in as a rescue.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how
any of them would be a rescue. Yeah. We just can't keep this orca in our swimming pool anymore. Can you please take it?
No, they save them sometimes, like the turtles that get caught up with the, you know,
I know,
straws hung in their mouth or whatever. You know, they have the six-pack stuff.
But, yeah. My point is we were raised believing SeaWorld was the gold standard, not the bad guys. So for people to go, they may not even have a clue that it's supposedly this terrible thing.
Same for the circus. I mean, you always were told those animals were treated great. Now, whether they were or not, I don't know, but I miss the animals in the circus.
Well, you think about this. Is it so bad that you get a little whale poo-poo water on you?
Yes.
I'm like, we were talking the other day, when you go to the restroom sometimes, you get that Poseidon's kiss.
Oh, gross.
That is not the same thing unless you're sick.
When it splashes up on your bottom.
I guess you need to hover a little higher.
Tom, tell us that story about when the monkeys caressed your face after they'd been digging in their bottom. We were backstage at the zoo for like Zoopalooza or something. Tom's taking pictures, and this monkey caresses his face and then reaches around and starts digging in its behind.
I had to pay that monkey for that.
Or you know what? Think about this. Your dog licks your face. You know your dog's been licking its butt. It's basically the same thing.
That never bothered me, though.
I never let them lick me in my face.
Oh, and Daisy used to give me kisses on my ear.
Oh, and then sometimes it's like getting your mouth.
By mistake.
Yeah, by mistake. It's not like a 10-second Frencher with your dog, but that's kind of gross, too.
Of course, Daisy had bad breath.
Yeah,
because she eat poop.
She used to. I stopped her from that.
When you were there?
I was always there.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if the whale was embarrassed after.
You think?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh gosh, oh no, oh, that happened. I'm going to play it off with this big wave. Y'all didn't see anything.
Trying to hide it.
I'm going to splash it out before they see it. Gross.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is something I have seen off and on over the years, but there's a new study out talking about it. If you want to find out whether you're going to live to be another 20 years older, there's a simple test you can take.
Okay.
You could do it right now.
Let's do it.
Unless you're driving. All Don't right. do this if you're driving.
I'll do it. Go
okay.
ahead.
This is from the Mayo Clinic, and they found that standing on one leg is a very good indicator of how fast you're aging and whether you're going to make it for another 20 years or not. If you cannot stand on one leg for 30 seconds and balance, you have a strong chance of not making it 20 years. And they found that balancing on one leg for 30 seconds is not a problem for most young people, but for every decade that you tack on, your ability decreases by about 2 seconds.
Can you put your hands out to the side like those tightrope walkers? You know, they have that little bar that keeps their balance.
Yeah, that would be cheating. You're supposed to have your arms by your side.
Oh, okay.
Are you doing it right now?
Mm-hmm. It's harder if you got your arms to your side. Oh, I'm not going to live 20 years.
I'm shaking.
Yeah.
But I've been doing it for 30
Can
seconds.
You wrap your other foot like around your leg? That makes it easier.
I don't think you're supposed to do anything special. You're supposed to pull your leg up off the ground and balance on one leg.
It's almost like you're doing a movie star kiss.
I'll pop the foot.
Yeah.
That about made me fall.
There we go.
They say it is also a better predictor if you do it whenever you stand on your non-dominant leg. So if you're right-legged, you would stand on your left leg.
I don't even know if I'm right or left-legged.
Yeah,
usually
you know?
It follows your hand.
Oh, really? Okay.
Typically.
What if you use both your hands, though?
Then
if you're ambidextrous.
Then you can't take this test.
You know what's so funny, folks?
You stand on no legs.
You don't know this, but Tom's sitting down the whole time. He's just giving up. He's like, I know I ain't going to live that long.
I know I'm not going to be able to stand on one leg.
As he chugs his soda.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm happy about it. I'm not sitting here like miserable going, oh my gosh, I'm so healthy. As I fall over on my side.
Yeah. Well, that is an easy test, but you can't do that while you're driving.
Is it scientific, though?
I mean, scientific.
Is it really?
Really. I've seen several studies about your balance being the best predictor of how long you're going to live.
Tom said it's from the Mayo Clinic.
I like Duke's Mayo.
What do they know? They're eating mayonnaise every day.
They say if you can balance for at least 30 seconds without too much trouble, you're not over the hill yet. Okay. If you can't or sway a lot, then that's a sign you don't have another 20 years in you.
Now, what does it mean if I've surpassed the 30, what was the seconds?
30 seconds.
But my leg is burning.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Maybe that just means I need to walk
more. You're just a little out of shape.
If you go longer than that, does that mean you're going to live more than 20 years?
Not necessarily. I mean, you might, but they say the best way to tell if you're really going to live longer is to do it with your eyes closed.
Really?
Okay, I'm not trying that.
Okay, they said if you can do it with your eyes closed, wow. It's even a more healthy sign.
Try that. It's much harder.
It is.
I had no idea. Whoa. Is that not crazy?
Yeah.
I'm dying this weekend, apparently.
I'm guessing you got to be pretty young. Well, no, that's not a sign you're going to die. If you can stand on one leg with your eyes open, that's good for 20 years.
Okay, I do.
But if you do it with your eyes closed, you even go longer.
I was going to say, I must have died yesterday, because the minute I closed my eyes, I started wobbling.
Yeah, that people depend on their vision to kind of help their balance.
Right. Now, if you have me walk a straight line and touch the tip of my nose with my index finger, I'm good at that.
You practice that.
I practice every Thursday.
Can you say your ABCs?
Not backwards. So if I ever, I'd say CBA is all I could do.
You know, this is interesting that we're on a tangent here, but I always thought that would be smart if you drank a lot, would be to learn your alphabet backwards really good.
I don't think that's, is that even a test?
I don't think it is anymore. I think
Who
it used to
the
be.
Alphabet
backwards? Well, Z, Y, I don't, X.
Oh, he can brag about this, but he can't stand on one leg.
So I'm going to enjoy my less than 20 years bragging anyway.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I think we all hate when we order something and the box arrives, it's all beaten up and battered and just broken. You can shake it and you hear something inside and you're like, oh man, really?
And you're like, the guy who brought this had to know that it was ruined.
And you see the video of sometimes them throwing the box over like fences and stuff. You're like, really?
That's FedEx.
Yeah, he didn't know. He threw it from the driveway. He didn't hear it crash.
Oh, great.
Well, have you seen the video of the Amazon driver? He's got 9 packages.
Yes.
And he probably should have made 2 trips on this one, but he's going down the steps. Looks like, you know, like an apartment building or something. There is a doorbell camera. And that's why it was caught on footage. Did I say it right?
No, but...
He was caught off his footage.
Yeah, he's caught off his footage. But as he's going down, this is the audio from that.
I'm so sorry. Sorry about that.
So when it happens, he looks up and he looks at the door camera. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He then packs up all the boxes neatly, takes a picture of it, looks at the doorbell camera again, says, I'm so sorry. So he took some time with that. And I did a little research because this happened to me. I had it was a big box from Amazon and it was being delivered. And I'm looking out the window, just perfect timing. And I see the lady, she's getting out and she's picking up the box and everything. She's going up my driveway and it's not huge, not like it's overly heavy for her, but you could just see she was tired. And as I was going to help her, I opened the door. She just dropped the box on my front porch. Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah. No, it was just, I opened the door right at the perfect time.
What, as in you scared her and she dropped it?
Or No. She just dropped it. She was so tired. She's like, boom.
Did she say anything to you?
I look at her and I'm like, really? I'm like, I was like, and I compassionately was like, are you okay? And she goes, I'm just trying to get through the day. Just trying to get through the day.
You should have invited her in for coffee.
Yeah, well, you think so? Yeah.
No, I'd have been like, you just dropped my package.
I was going to call them like the mail service, but I'm like, I won't get mail for the rest of my life if I complain about this one.
So this was a mail person?
Yeah. I'm like, well, what did you do?
You know what, though? I do feel bad for them. When it's 100 degrees outside, they have these huge packages that they're dragging across the road or whatever else.
Yeah.
And think about that when you don't have a pension one day and they're sitting pretty and fine because they got that government pension.
Well, they say that the likelihood of getting a damaged box increases for the larger products that you buy. And a report says 21% damage rate of larger deliveries
That's
than the
huge.
Smaller ones. Yeah, I know. And then 20% of all e-commerce returns are because of damaged packages. It wasn't properly packaged.
Wow. So who do you blame for that? The one who shipped it. So Amazon?
Well, yeah.
Well, it might be the company that boxed it.
Or it could be the third-party person. Yeah.
What's a third-party person?
Well, you know how Amazon uses some, not necessarily Amazon. It's like from some other store. And they just package it up. But So they say the reasons we get some damaged goods are poor packaging, such as empty space in the box. So that whatever ornament, that Christmas ornament you got, is like getting hit side to side and no one cares. Another thing, not enough cushion material in the package.
Yeah, they've cut way back on bubble wrap. The fun little bubble wrap.
Yeah, now it's like it's just not, you know, it's not even poppable.
Yeah.
It doesn't fill up the space good, so they don't like to use it. They use those big ones now.
Yeah, and those are not as fun to pop. They actually scare you because the kids will get those, and I won't know it, and all of a sudden you're like, boom, and you're like, what just happened?
My ferrets love them. And they don't make the big pop noise, but they'll stab it with their claws, and then they'll sit with their nose right in the air as it squeezes out on them.
Weirdos.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
And then they say improper handling, like different people along the way, as far as your box getting to you. They don't care. They don't know where this is going, so they're just throwing it on. Kind of like your luggage when they do it on the airplane. You're looking out the window, you're like, oh, they got my bag. What'd they just do to my bag?
They just threw it against the plane.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's almost impressive. I'm like, wow, I could barely lift that thing, and he just threw it on the plane.
I know I sound like an old person when I say this, but I remember having more pride in what you did. Like, you didn't just destroy stuff. If your job was to move boxes, you moved them without destroying them.
But if you're caught red-handed, like this guy was on
camera. Well, he didn't do it on purpose.
He didn't. He said he was sorry.
That's an accident.
Yeah. Tripping was. But the lady that was at my house.
That was not an accident.
Just throwing it up there. She was just tired, tuckered out.
Well, based on my experience, do not call the Postal Service and complain about your postage.
Because it take too long to get a hold of them?
I didn't get mail for a month.
Really?
I did. I've complained in the past. Because my mail guy was, I would, half the time my neighbors would get my mail, or I'd get their mail, or I wouldn't get mail that was supposed to come. And I finally called and complained, and he knew it was me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'd already confronted him at the door.
Oh, wow. Well, that's why he knew it was you,
and
too.
And he knew it was me. And like I said, I don't think I saw mail for a month, and any package I did get got thrown from the car.
Wow.
See, that's why I don't ever complain.
Don't
even
complain.
If you're at like a restaurant or something, and the food comes out different or whatever,
I'll never
I'm
send
like,
it back.
I don't care that this steak is still moving. It's the best steak I've ever had.
I got a raw steak at a restaurant, and I didn't say a word. I just went home and threw it in the microwave and cooked it.
Did you really?
Yes, because I know what they do. I've worked in restaurants.
That's just sad.
That we can't complain anymore?
Yes.
Yeah, can't.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Halloween, just about here. Talk about scary stuff. You see scary TV shows, lots of documentaries about murderers, just crazy stuff going on right now. And I'd like to add to that, because they have a poll out right now. They asked people if they would buy a house where someone was murdered, but if the house was otherwise a good deal.
Oh, see, that's the thing, because I wondered about this with the Menendez trial, because that house was beautiful.
Right. But yeah, you got the parents were killed in it.
But like, what kind of percentage am I getting off? Because it was a literal mansion.
Okay. It's funny you say that, because there's about 40% who said they don't know what they would do. 32% said that would be a deal breaker. One out of three people are like, I ain't buying a house with dead people that were murdered in it. And about 30% said, no problem if I get a good deal.
Yeah. But you know what? Even people that just die in a house, too. Because you think, I mean, a lot of deaths happen in the hospital. We know that. And even like car, like some people have heart attacks and stuff in their car. Would you want to drive that haunted car around the whole time when someone had died in
it? Well, it's probably been wrecked too, so I don't want that one.
True.
I think you should get time to live in the house to make sure there's nothing weird before
like a ghost
you sign
warranty?
It. Yeah, like give me a week, make sure everything's okay, and
then I'll
sign.
30 days. I want to make sure there's not a ghost there.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is the person selling it, did they buy, are they the ones where the house, the people died, or did they buy it from the people that died and they're just selling it again?
So what you're saying is, has someone lived there and been okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So if it's gone through two or three families, it's like the hauntedness goes away.
Yes.
After
or at least you've had those other people that were able to test it and see.
Yeah, right. And they could know.
Yeah, but then why are they selling it?
Well, everyone sells houses from time to time. They move. They have a reason.
Yeah, you hope that's why.
Yeah, but what if you moved into the house and no one, you didn't know, and then someone says, hey, you know, Roger so-and-so died in that house three years ago.
I love those movies. It's like I'm seeing things in my home. Oh, you don't know about the massacre that happened at your house in the 1800s? Yeah.
I saw the craziest video on one of those reels. Is this, for whatever reason, it's night vision, and there's a camera in this room where this couple's in bed asleep, and all of a sudden, like, one of the doors slams shut. And so the woman wakes up. She's like, honey, did you hear that? And he's just still looks like he's sleeping away.
Right.
All these haunted things start happening. And she keeps shaking him, trying to wake him up. And he had died in the bed. And it was like he came back to haunt her instantly, or at least to let her know he was gone or there or what.
You think about that, too. Like, you know, your grandparents or older people dying in that bed, that mattress. You know,
I want a new mattress.
Yeah, or if someone, sure. And you hear about stories where the husband, wife, or whatever, they're in their bed and one of them dies, and you're sleeping next to them the whole night.
Tom, you just made me think, like, if your relationship isn't going well, this might be the time to make sure that you get it adjusted, because if he immediately starts haunting you after he passes away, I don't know.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I could hear her roll over to her husband and go, get your cold feet off me.
Oh, my God. That would have been funny. Oh. But it wasn't like that. It was sad. She was like, honey, what's wrong? Oh, Wake up. And meanwhile, like, right as she says that, something comes flying off one of the shelves. Yeah. I'm like, that's him.
Yeah, he was mad.
But you would want to know, I think, if the house was known to be haunted, like some of those famous ones.
I was going to say, if it is a high-profile case like the Menendez house, I would have bought it immediately after and turned it into a haunted house at Halloween.
Wow, Cato.
Or
that is very
entrepreneurial.
Clever, yes.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
But also brutal.
But, I mean, look at these houses that, I mean, the Poltergeist house just sold, and the people that just bought it, they're going to turn it into something where people
can visit
it.
Yeah.
The house where, what, the hatchet girl from way back when?
Oh, yeah.
Lizzie
Borden.
Yes. I mean, that you can stay in that house where she did that.
Can I just get a nice ghost? Like, if it's Casper, yeah. I feel like we could vibe and we'd be okay.
So I think his house is for sale.
I think that they should, though, disclose that, like, in the description of the home. Like, if you're buying, like, 3-bedroom, 4-bath house, ghost lives here occasionally.
You will have a roommate. He doesn't pay rent.
Yeah.
I feel like there is some kind of law that you're supposed to disclose if someone died in a house.
A lot of real estate agents, and I think I assumed, or maybe you have to ask.
Maybe so.
Yeah, they don't have to tell you, but if you ask, they do.
So always ask.
Always ask. I would put a house up for sale that's haunted and put pictures, you know, the pictures of the houses online.
Sure, yeah.
And have like a picture of a ghost over here, a ghost family.
Kata needs to be apparently a real estate agent.
You know, my friends are making a lot of money doing that. Maybe I should.
Yeah, well. And you could just make your own stories up at this point. Someone died here once, wink.
Yeah, but I flushed. It's okay now.
Oh, where did they die? In the bathroom.
I'll never be able to sell my house then. Just saying.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was just telling us that people, I guess, would be cool buying a house even if they knew someone was murdered in there, a haunted house.
Well, 30%, one out of three people. There was also one out of three who wouldn't touch it.
Now, if you think your house is haunted or you keep seeing ghosts around your house, who you going to call? It ain't Ghostbusters. No, it's not Ghostbusters.
That's a big stand-up.
What's it going to be? That's not going to sound good at all in the song.
You need to call maid service.
Maid service.
There's research with this. Who you going to call? Yeah. So there's a study out that says the main reason people think their house is haunted is because of dust, dirt, and mold. The air quality in your place makes you more likely to see strange things floating around.
Well, that explains a lot.
Okay, so my sister actually dealt with this with her oldest daughter when she was little. She would sit up in the middle of the night, eyes wide open, stare at the wall and everything. And my sister was like, we about to give this one away.
Yeah.
And come to find out, it was mold in the house that was making her act crazy. And once they moved, never had another problem.
They say the toxic mold triggers psychosis in your brain.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I said that right.
How do you know if you have mold?
But the bad air quality.
If you have psychosis.
If I see ghosts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I see dead people. But the bad air quality and mold can cause other serious problems besides paranormal visitors and ghosts. It can also lead to depression, anxiety, and pretty serious illnesses.
Can you imagine how annoyed that ghost would be? Like, no, I really am here. And you're like, it's just the mold.
Yeah.
You know what's scary is that this basically is a vicious cycle, because if it makes you do these things, that makes you want to stay inside more, so you get more mold, and then pretty soon it's just a vicious circle.
I guess so. So if you are seeing a ghost, you might want to get someone over to your house to remove the mold before you start having these real issues. If they don't go away after that, you need to call your preacher.
Wow.
Come over and help you out a little bit. But, you know, you do see, you know, sometimes when the sun's shining just right through that window, you see all those floating things, those little dust particles that are haunted.
I'm going to start telling myself they're orbs so I don't have to clean. That's not dust.
Yeah.
It's orbs.
But they say 9,000 unique microbes in your house, 7,000 being bacterial.
Okay, but does that matter? I mean, we are all filled with bacteria. Is it bad bacteria?
Well, I don't know about that. This is in the article, they say there's also insect parts in your house that you don't know about. Yeah. Pollen, obviously, dead animal cells, and hair. You see that on your couch? That's just scary in itself. Drywall powder, carpet fibers, and soil particles. So, you know.
And you add the fact that I don't dust or vacuum very often.
Right, yeah.
And nor have I ever cleaned my baseboards.
Yeah.
Really?
I see a ghost.
That's terrible.
And they say some of the top things your dust will give away is like whether you have like a cat or a dog that lives with you. You know, your dog goes under the couch all of a sudden. I've got one of those high couches. And then, you know, there's a dust bunny on the back of my dog. Because
oh, wow.
Otis has got so much hair, it's like a mop anyway.
Yeah.
Let me get that dust bunny off you.
You just put him on a stick and push him around.
put him on the end of a Swiffer.
Yeah,
sweeper.
Yeah, just push him. There you go. Take a nap there. We'll be done in just a second. So clean your house, and it might not be as haunted for you.
Well, that seems like a good reason not to clean your house. I mean, who wants to have a normal, boring house when you could just not clean and have a haunted house?
Especially since the Halloween season.
Right.
Leave it.
Yeah, and then the spider webs and everything. Do you know that between 75% and 90% of the dust in your house is from you or your family's dead skin cells?
Again, it's just festive. It's Halloween.
Flaky, 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 flaky.
Yeah, I don't see that as a ooh thing.
It's like, you know what? It's haunted in here. These dead skin cells. Hand me some lotion. I'm ashy right now. Okay.
Casper the Ashy Ghost.
There you
instead
go.
Instead of whatever he was.
Well, speaking of ghosts in your house, we have Jimmy Wang here. He's super funny about having a ghost in his apartment. He's not so scared.
I don't want to buy a house. I live by myself. And I'm scared of ghosts. I've seen enough movies to know that ghosts only haunt houses. Not one-bedroom apartments. I've seen enough Hollywood movies to know that ghosts only haunt rich people's houses in the suburbs because they got way too much to lose. I live by myself. I ain't got nothing to lose. A ghost come haunt me, I just move. Worst come to worst, I lose my security deposit, you know? What's a ghost gonna do? He's gonna follow me from unit to unit. Start knocking on my light fixtures. I'm like, hey, dog, go ahead. It's not mine. And if you really think about it, what kind of loser ghost haunts an apartment? That means that ghost probably died in that apartment. He didn't even die a homeowner. I ain't got no respect for that. He comes to me, I just start talking like, hey, dog, what was your credit score when you died, though? Like, for real.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.